Well, how are you celebrating St. Patrick's Day with family and friends, traditional Irish food and drinks? Hey, maybe you're going to take a visit to McGillin's, Philly's oldest pub. On the phone to help us celebrate in the true Irish fashion is Tullamore Dhu Whiskey Ambassador Jane Meyer. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to all you guys.
I love the accent, Jane, and I know you were in Philadelphia recently. You did a Dhu and a Brew tour. You were at Yards. What did you think of Yards? What did you think of our city?
Oh my God, your city is so, so beautiful. I had never been, so I was particularly excited to go there, see the guys at Yards, and we all had a great time, and there was a little bit of whiskey and beer enjoyed along the way.
All right, well, I was just going to ask you, because we're a great beer town, what pairs best with the Tullamore Dhu?
You know, many varieties of beer will work really, really well with our whiskey, and it's because Tullamore Dhu is a triple blend. But if you're looking for a bit of direction, a good ale is always great. A stout works really well with our 12-year-old whiskey, for example. Mm. So there's a great room to play around with it and have a lot of fun with it.
Jane Meyer is a Tullamore Dhu ambassador. You just talked a little bit about whiskey drinks. What about Irish fare? What is the most traditional and easy dinner, let's say, that we could make tonight at home?
Possibly the most nutritious, full of goodness is Irish stew, and it's something that every household in Ireland still enjoys today, and it's quite authentic.
I put a little beer. I put a little spirits in my Irish stew, too. It's good to cook with.
Drop a bit of stout in there, and you'll be singing heading over to the kitchen table.
Of course.
And Bill's always bragging about his corned beef and cabbage.
I do make the corned beef and cabbage as well.
That's something actually that's become really, really popular here, I noticed, in the U.S. Not necessarily something that we really enjoy in Ireland, to be quite honest. Cabbage, for sure. Yeah, the corned beef thing is a very, very old tradition, let's say, and it's not one that's really survived into the modern world.
How about that?
Jane, can you give us any St. Paddy's Day fun facts that maybe we don't know about?
Mm-hmm. It's quite interesting, you know. St. Patrick's Day was a religious holiday, is a religious holiday, I should say. We didn't enjoy a drop of whiskey for that reason.
Oh.
It was only really in the 1970s and 80s that the pubs actually were allowed to open.
Oh my gosh.
On St. Patrick's Day, yes.
Give us a Irish toast. To send us off.
If I had a ticket to heaven and you didn't have one too, I'd tear my ticket to pieces and I'd go to hell with you.
Oh, I love I never heard that one.
Oh,
I absolutely love it.
That's
absolutely
great.
Love it.
Right. Yeah.
Jane Meyer is a Tullamore Dhu ambassador. Thank you so much. It was really nice to learn that. And I love that toast. And happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Indeed. And to everyone in studio. Thank you so much.